Welcome once again to The Nightfly. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage. Today we're paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Let's start out this hour with an excerpt from his street sweeper sermon at the New Covenant Baptist Church in Chicago, April 9th, 1967.
You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they are going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is a law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe. And it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God has structured this universe that way. And he who goes through life not concerned about others will be a subject victim of this law. So I move on and say that it is necessary to add breath to length. Now, the breath of life is the outward concern for the welfare of others, as I said. Man has not begun to live until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
I'm not afraid to die. be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Take the right step and don't be a toad no more. Get the right step and don't be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Take the right step and don't be a toad no more.
Oh, cool, oh, cool, don't you treat me this way. I'll take my freedom right someday. If you say so, I have to get my ticket and go.
That's right, get your eyes checked, and don't be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your eyes checked, and don't be a toad no more.
Oh, Ross, don't treat me this way, cause I'll get my civil rights someday.
Oh, no, you won't, cause it's understood. Your skin is black and you're just no good.
If you say so, I have to take it to the court.
That's right, get your eyes checked, and don't be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your eyes checked, and don't be a toad no more.
What'd you say?
Take your eyes checked,
and don't be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Take your eyes checked, and don't be a toad no more.
If you want something, I'll give it to you in a bag and let you go back where you came from. I don't know why you people want to force yourselves on people who don't want to be bothered with you anyway. I wish you would leave. If you don't leave, I'm going to have to call the police. Boy, I have told you once now, I'm telling you again, you are trespassing. Would you please leave? The trouble with you nowadays is that you always want to sit up on us and we don't want you, do you understand?
You want my civil rights, that's all.
Yes, 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 I'm discriminating because you're black, you understand that you're black. Now go ahead.
That ain't right.
Get your rights checked and don't be a toad no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your rights checked and don't be a toad no more. No more, no more, no more, no more.
I just ain't going to the back. No more.
You are going to the back, or you going to that police car?
This is a new day. And I'm a new Negro. I ain't going to the back no more. I can humble my freedom. Who are you going to get it to? I don't care if you put me in jail.
I'm in jail, boy.
Ain't nobody going to stop me from getting my freedom. A hamburger and a cup of coffee is all I want.
Get your eyes checked. Don't be a
toad
no more.
Yes, sir, Judge, that's all I was asking for, a hamburger and a cup of coffee. That's all. What do you think of those folks? Now, I can see, he said I could be there.
WERU.
What? 30 days?
I flew out of Washington this afternoon and as soon as we started out, they notified us that the plane had mechanical difficulties, and that kept us on the ground a good while. But finally, we took off and landed, and whenever I land after mechanical difficulties, I'm always very happy. Now, I don't want to give you an impression that as a Baptist preacher, I don't have faith in God in the air. It's simply that I've had more experience with him on the ground.
We'll be right back.
Hank Mobley there with Baptist Beat from Roll Call. We had a little peek at the lighter side of Dr. King from an appearance on, I believe, the Johnny Carson show. That was a little joke about air travel. And we heard from the Core Freedom Singers' Get Your Rights, Jack. We started out with the Staples Singers' Respect Yourself. I'm Sanguine Fromage, paying respect to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. here on the Nightfly. Heading into another long set here. Betty Mae Fikes, If You Miss Me from the Back of the Bus. Once again, taken from the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Black American Freedom Songs, 1960 to 1966, a collection out on Smithsonian Folkways.
Happy birthday, Dr. King.
Decisions on the basis of my moral commitment, and I take my ministry very seriously. I would not say that the civil rights movement is dead. It's simply that we are moving to a new phase of the movement. For well now 12 years, we struggle to end legal segregation and all of the humiliation surrounding legal segregation. So it was a struggle for decency. It was a struggle to get rid of extremist behavior toward Negroes. Now we are in a new phase, and that is a phase where we are seeking genuine equality, where we are dealing with hard economic and social issues. And it means that the job is much more difficult. It's much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee an annual income. It's much easier to integrate a bus than it is to get a program that will force the government to put billions of dollars into ending slums. That it's a wonderful thing to work and be concerned about integrating public accommodations, or integrating the public schools, which I will continue to work for with vigor and with zeal. But I've also got to be concerned about the survival of a world in which to be integrated. And these issues to me are tied together in that sense.
W-E-R-U.
Side was cold and still. There were three crosses on the hill. Each one wore a burning hood to hide its rotten core of the wood. And I cried, "Father, I hear an iron sound. Hey, hoof beats on the frozen ground." Downhill the riders came, Lord, it was a crying shame to see the blood upon their whips, to hear the snarling on their lips. And I cried, Mother, I feel the stabbing pain. Hey, blood flows down like summer's rain, summer's rain. Each one wore a mask of white to hide his cruel face from sight. Each one sucked a hungry breath out of the empty lungs of death. And I cried, Sister, hey, Sister, raise my bloody head. Hey, it's so lonesome to be dead, to be dead. He who rides with the clan is a devil and not a man. For underneath his white disguise, I have looked into his eyes. And I cry, Brother, stand by me. It's not so easy to be free. Brother, sister, hey mother, hey father, stand by me. Hey, it's not so easy.
Check it. Remember, we all paid a bribe. In America, to help that bad now
Stevie Wonder, Black Man. The Freedom Now chant from the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement collection, Richie Havens, The Klan. Hollis Watkins, Oh Freedom, once again from the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement. We heard rare excerpts from the Frank McGee Sunday Report, Martin Luther King Profile, aired May 7th, 1967 on the NBC News. And we heard from Betty Mae Fikes at the beginning of that set, If You Miss Me from the Back of the Bus. Going into our last set, we'll hear once again from Dr. King, May 7th, 1967, speaking on Vietnam.
Thank you, Dr. King.
I cannot overlook the fact that I am a Negro and that this war is doing a great deal to destroy the lives of thousands and thousands of my brothers and sisters. We are dying physically in disproportionate numbers in Vietnam, some 22 and 4/10% of the deaths, even though we are only about 11% of the population. The other thing is that we are dying spiritually and psychologically in disproportionate numbers at home in the ghettos. And I think the war itself accounts for our constant spiritual and psychological death here at home.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, before hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M15, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets daughter whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
W-E-R-U.
And so Jesus gave us a new norm of greatness. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. And every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth.
In that last set, we started out with Dr. King speaking on Vietnam, Richie Havens, Handsome Johnny, an excerpt from Dr. King's last sermon at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where he had been a co-pastor in Atlanta alongside his father, a sermon known as the Drum Major Instinct, delivered in February 1968, just 2 months before he was assassinated. We also heard from Yusuf Lateef with His Eye Is on the Sparrow, another one of Dr. King's favorite spirituals. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Thank you, Dr. King.
The Nightfly is produced at Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine.